It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Head Coach Jay Long, our first guest tonight, as we have a very special edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal. It is National Signing Day, a huge day in college football, and especially at D2 now, without the early signing period that folks who follow the Huskers and all those big D1 schools get used to prior to today. But this is that big traditional college football celebration day looking ahead. Coach, first of all, congratulations on signing day. I know you brought in a big class. I can't wait to learn more about it. We've got you and the assistants to talk today. Got to be a fun day for you.
You know, Dave, when you look at like top days of the year, when we report for fall camp, that is one of my favorite times of the year. And then when we have our first game, that's one of our first time of the year. And when you look at it recruiting wise, this is our favorite time of the year. And when you look at it, we're going to sign 34 kids on scholarship with another two. They're waiting on until the end of the day. And then we've got, I think right now, four walk-ons, and there'll be probably close to 10 of those by the end. With things. But when you look at trying to recruit, it takes so much time, so much effort, and really it takes, I guess, an understatement, but you know, it takes an army. And you know, it takes everything from our admissions, help from our admissions, our help from our compliance, our help from our sports information directors, the amount of hours the coaches put in just to recruit one kid, and then also, you know, our town. And when our recruits come into town, you know, they get to see what our atmosphere is like and what our game day atmosphere is, what the people are like in the town of Chadron. And
right,
today is just one of those days. It's a special one.
And it's a fun day, but it's not drama free, right? You kind of sweat a few of them out towards the end of the day, hoping, oh, I hope he signs. I hope he picks us and signs. It sounds like there's still a couple that are going to trickle in that we can tell people about later on.
Yeah, we've got two that are making us wait until their signing party this afternoon, but I do feel good that they're going to commit. And then we had a heartbroken this morning where one kid changes his mind right at the last minute. So yes, I always tell my mom and dad, like, they ask, like, what's recruiting like? Well, I said, well, it's a lot like asking somebody to prom. You know, you get your hopes up and then you ask them, and then you know, sometimes get told no and sometimes get told yes. And for the most part, you know, I think that we've got 38 kids that, you know, that want to come here and want to be a Chadron Eagle. And you know, I'm really proud to bring in this class, just like we have had the previous, I think, 12 classes that I brought in.
Yeah, you bet. Coach Long with us, and we're going to get into the class now, some of the nuts and bolts of it. We'll go even more detailed with assistant coaches with us today, too. Micah Smith, Clint Sassy, Wes Coombs, all going to be part of our big program here tonight. So an awesome show set up. Coach, how about a general overview and your kind of feeling about the group you got this year? Where'd you bring in your players from, all those nuts and bolts?
We had 38 kids from 12 different states. That's pretty impressive with things. And,
yeah.
You know, I think that you know, there's a story behind every kid. I know that it's always like, hey, how did you find this kid from Odessa, Texas? Or
yeah,
how did you find this kid, you know, from Florida? You know, and it's, you know, a whole variety of different ways. But a lot of times it's just connections and knowing people. And then also, you know, following up on some social media stuff with it. But, you know, when we got done with the season, you know, we really wrote down like things that we needed to improve on. And the first thing that we thought of is when we were in our end of the year meeting, is we needed to get bigger. And how do we get bigger? You know, we got to recruit bigger bodies. And out of the, you know, 34 scholarship kids, 24 of them are over 6'2". And I don't know how many of them are over 6'4", but I feel pretty good that there's at least five to ten of them that are pushing that 6'4", 6'5", and 6'6". And if we can get guys in here with some frames, our strength staff and our coaches are going to do a terrific job of developing these guys. And so that was one thing that we really looked at in our our recruiting phase. The next thing that we really, I think, did a really good job on, Dave, is that out of these kids that we signed, I would say about three quarters of them qualified for some type of academic scholarship. And with that, you know, we want to recruit smart kids. And when you look at our mantra, it's smart, tough, physical. And, you know, when you recruit a smart kid, it eliminates some of the problems that you have within your team. And at least it helps eliminate those problems.
Sure.
When you get you know, that tough side, you know, that's where we got to find the tough and the physical. And, you know, that part is a little bit more, it isn't a measure. There's not a stat that measures that. But, you know, you do a lot of calling to high school coaches. You watch them in your camp. You see how they compete after they've lost a battle. You see how they've competed when they're winning battles. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to find guys that represent our community, which are, you know, tough people that work hard. And I think that we have found that in this class.
Head Coach Jay Long joining us here today on the CSE Sports Journal, the first of four guests we'll talk to about National Signing Day with Shadron State. And at the end of last season, Coach, on our final Jay Long show, we looked ahead at this day and even before this day, where you start to bring in transfers. The portal is obviously a huge thing, people changing schools and venues. And you guys hit the transfer portal. You brought some people in at semester.
This is one thing that I think when you look at all of our recruiting classes that we've had in my career as a head coach here, we've not been a huge transfer team. You know, times are changing though, and you know, when you look at, like, you know, questions like NIL and transfer portal, how does it affect us? How does it, you know, those type of things? And you know, I think that really how it affects us, it affects the high school kid, Dave. I think that Wayne State took 9 kids at semester. We took 10 transfer kids at semester. Kearney took, I think it was 10 to 15, you know, that they took at semester. So when you're looking at that, that's 30 to 35 kids, high school kids that we took away scholarships from, yeah, in our state and in our area. You know, so when you're looking at, like, you know, how does these things affect people? You know, I think it really, and I talked to our recruits about this, was, you know, that if you guys have an offer, you know, you need to take it and go, you know, go make the best of that opportunity that's in front of you. And when you look at what we brought in, you know, Dave, we needed to find some needs and address some needs. And, you know, offensively, we need to run the football, and, you know, we needed to get some more production out of our, you know, in our passing game. And, you know, we brought in, I think, 3 offensive linemen. We brought in a quarterback. We also are planning on bringing in another quarterback, transfer quarterback. We brought in a high school one, but also, you know, that's also something that we're going to continue to look at, because ultimately, Dave, the best coach is competition. Mm-hmm. That's the best coach. And doesn't mean we don't have faith in the guys we have here. What it means is that now, you know, we have competition, and the cream rises to the top, per se. And when you look at linemen, we got to be able to run the ball. We have to be able to run the ball. When Coach Smith puts his play card together, he has to feel comfortable that we can run, have a consistent run game. And then when you look at our other transfers, we brought in, you know, guys that, you know, in our secondary. And what do we need to improve on at the end of the year? It was, you know, stat-wise, is we got to get that passing yardage down. And, you know, so that is something that we addressed. We also brought in a couple guys to rush. We brought rush in, at transfer to help, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback. And then also, you know, just to give another guy, you know, on the opposite side of Hunter, you know, to continue to, you know, have that huge, you know, pass rush with things.
Yeah, and you never have too many really hungry, good defensive linemen up there, right? I mean, that's just such a huge key thing. And if you can free up Hunter O'Connor, more he can get free and away from double teams and all that attention, the better for you guys.
Dave, you know, when you look on our signings, we signed 10 O-linemen, and you know, this is something that I've never been. They were just falling. We really were having a good class in that group. And you know, I told our staff, I said, I've never ever turned away a big kid that can run. And you know, at the end, we were gonna have to tell, you know, about 3 or 4 O linemen that, hey, you know, we're pretty full right now.
Yeah.
And we sat down as a staff. We're like, when have we ever said no to a big guy? And so we ended up, you know, bringing him in. And once again, it's going to bring that competition level up. And I'm excited to see how it works. And, you know, when you look at recruiting, it's always easy to talk about kids on paper.
Yeah.
But when you look at, like, our last year's class, Dave, I mean, we had a good class there. And if this class develops with it, I think that this has a really, really good potential with things.
A couple final ones for you, Jay, before we bring in your your assistants. You mentioned NIL. How much did NIL play a role and factor into this year's recruiting cycle as it becomes more of a thing in college football?
I think in the group of fives and the FCSs and the D2s, I think it's more like, you know, if we lose a kid to a Power Five, you know, that they maybe can get some NIL opportunities with things. And, you know, you look at, you know, the Power Fives, you know, that's where a lot of that NIL is at. When you look at the group of fives, I think that they just, you know, they're trying to fund their programs and whatever above and beyond that they try to get for their NIL. And the same thing with the FCS is some of them have it, some of it don't. When you're talking Division Two, you know, there's some, you know, small stuff that's out there. I do think it's a great, you know, opportunity for guys, but really it doesn't really affect us recruiting wise.
Yeah. All right. And the fall schedule, I want to get thoughts with you quickly on that. 2024 fall schedule will be hitting before we know it. And last year, a home and home got signed with Augustana. They came to our house, and I was looking at the schedule, looking forward to, hey, we'll take a trip up to Augie. But that looks like it's not going to happen. Now, what can you tell us about the schedule in that situation?
They bought us out. They're going to go play a Division I game just right next to them. So it's probably one of the South Dakota schools.
I think it's South Dakota State.
Yeah, or North Dakota schools. So with that, you know, when they did it, we were able to go pick up two home games. Right now, we have a contract signed with Jamestown. It looks like it's going to be week one, a Thursday night. We have something written into our contract where it could be Thursday or it could be Saturday. But as of right now, it's a Thursday night game. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing is our Division II, we created some new legislation to be able to start in a week zero game. So that's 1 week before that. We have a three-year contract half signed. One side has a sign, the other side is given a good handshake, and I am really, really excited about it, and I think the fans will really be excited about it. It's a team that, just as a hint, is a team that we played a lot of times over the years, and it'll be great to be able to have them come back to us on a Thursday night game and open up the year with things. So
I wish so bad we could say it. I wish we could say it tonight, but it's going to come soon, fans, and you're going to love it. Right,
yes,
Jay?
Exactly, and I think that our local recruits, and I guess that's one thing they need to add on in here is that they'll also really appreciate this game with it. And I think we signed six kids from the area also from the state of Nebraska, and I'm also really excited that just right down the road, Gage Mankin is going to be a really good addition for us. He was huge on their team over at Hay Springs with those guys getting a second in the state and with things. So also really excited about that. I'll let my coaches talk about our local recruits too.
Yeah. Hint, if you dive into that a little bit. Jay, thanks so much. It's fun to visit with you on signing day. We do it every year, and it's a great time. And we'll have the assistant coaches coming up here next. We've got Micah Smith, Clint Sassy, and Wes Coombs going to join us here tonight. It's the CSC Sports Journal, our National Signing Day Special Edition, and we'll be back with plenty more on this year's signing class.
Hey, Alliance and Hemingford. Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With four Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.